something we hope you really like.
You're listening to
Creating Daily.
There's something wrong with you. You know that?
Because you and I are like a mullet. Sid is the business, so he's the front part of the haircut, and then I'm the party in the back.
I think they're hilarious.
Speaks to me. It's like he's saying what I'm thinking.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Creating Daily. Today is April 14th, 2022. I don't know why I said that. There's probably a date pretty close to wherever you're watching this. And I'm super pumped about today's show. I get my friend Drew Milden on the show from Drew vs. the World podcast. He's booked over 100 guests on his show. And I'm excited to learn how, because I'm booking guests on the daily. And I'm not doing a very good job at it, because actually I think I sent him the wrong link. And so he was like, he literally came in, no pre-show conversation. I haven't even talked to him, which is like, what's up, Drew? Here we go. So we're going to learn some best practices along the way of how not to be like me and take care of your guests better than I have. So I'm looking forward to not only learning, but maybe a little bit of roasting from Drew as far as my process on this side of the mic as the host. So anyway, we're going to get into all that fun stuff. I'm super pumped. If you're watching somewhere around, leave me a comment. If you're watching on YouTube, leave me a comment there. Let us know where you're watching from. If you're on Bullhorn, leave us a comment there. Also on Bullhorn, there are some questions there as well. So you can put a little, if you have a little question for Drew or myself, you can put it in the little question section. If you're on YouTube, do a Q, colon, bam, whatever. And I'm jacked up on some coffee. Got Knee jumping in over here on YouTube. Still messing up. Yes, Knee, I'm always messing up, because that's what you do when you just do stuff and you throw mud against the wall. And then we got Nick over here on Bullhorn. We got Chris. Just did a demo of Bullhorn with Nick. Chris said, awesome, Chris. I think you're going to like it, man. Super good platform. Anyway, let's get into a couple of little segments here.
What? It's Tool Time with Creating Daily.
All right, so today's Tool Time is a new tool that I just discovered. Actually, I discovered it a while ago, did not implement it, and then I just launched a new subscription-based membership for my fishing podcast, and I realized really quickly that a couple pieces of that were going to be a headache, so I started looking for a software that could connect two different platforms and automate some processes, like some welcome emails, some access to a different app. So I'm actually using Zapier to go between, or potentially, I haven't turned the on switch on yet, but potentially to go between MemberPress and Hello Audio. So basically when someone signs up for my membership, they will automatically be sent an access link to the Hello Audio private podcast feed. And they will also, if they cancel their membership, then that communication will happen and they'll be kicked out of the Hello Audio membership feed. So anyway, thought maybe some other creators could find this useful, especially if you're doing membership stuff. It's pretty cool. It's fairly simple as well. And as you know, Knee has pointed out in the chats, I probably was going to mess it up, but I'm going to figure it out and do that. So anyway, let's move on to
creator highlights.
No cooking necessary, no assembly required.
It's got to be funky.
All right, today's creator highlight is brought to you by OneSheet Pro. So onesheet.pro/Billy Thorpe is where you can go check out my OneSheet. And this is basically a OneSheet on steroids. Your whole creator profile, your whole digital creator profile, all in one place. So if you want to get booked on more shows, if you want to, you know, pitch a brand or whatever, like this is a whole media kit, OneSheet all together. They have an auto affiliate program over there as well. So the more you share it, the more opportunity you have to make money, which everybody knows that I like to be connected with brands who give me opportunities to make money. And then also they have a ranking system in their directory. So the more that you share it, and the more that you show up, and the more that you go to onesheet.pro/Billy Thorpe, the higher I rank in the directory, and the bigger that it grows, the bigger that directory grows, which, by the way, is also a really great place to find guests, the more that you rank within there. And, you know, gives you some clout, I guess. I don't know, maybe. We'll see. But anyway, so go check those guys out. And I'm going to hit this again because I messed up again. Gosh, I'm it's keeping score. Let me see if I can quiet
it. Creator highlight.
All right, so there we go. I can quiet that down. The creator highlight goes to my friend Sean Anthony over at School's Out Now What podcast. So this is a podcast for former students to just really discover their gift. So to help them discover their gift, super awesome creator. I met Sean over on Clubhouse running podcasting rooms and super great guy doing a lot of cool stuff in the creator community. So go check out his podcast, School's Over Now What. So that is the creator highlight. Now I want to welcome my friend Drew on. And we got even a pre-show to catch up on. So we got a lot to catch up on and learn how he's mastered the skill of booking some guests. Drew, what's up, my man? Don't say anything because I got you muted, as I always have everybody muted. Maybe you can unmute yourself. Can you? Because I muted you. There you are.
What's got up, it. Man? I got it.
Dude, I need somebody to just give me like a red button that's like guest mute, guest unmute, and then just plugs in USB and... no matter what platform I'm on, it recognizes the guest unmute and mute button. Is that possible?
Yeah, I think you might have a plugin at Zapier that does that for you. So
I hope
shout to Zapier.
Right? Maybe they do. That would be great. I'm sure Ecamm or Stream Deck or somebody has it. I just haven't figured it out. So anyway, but dude, before we jump into all about how you book these wonderful guests on your podcast, please take a moment and share with us about your podcast, about yourself, and really anything you want to, because we didn't do a pre-show to learn any of this stuff. So go for it.
Okay, cool. Hey, Drew crew. This is Drew from Drew vs. the World, where each week I share stories of people who are changing the world. And through their success and failures, I allow my listener to become world changers themselves. So you tune in every Monday on anywhere you listen to podcasts, and you'll be able to learn a little bit more about other people, but definitely learn about more about yourself. And at the end, I wanted everybody to understand it's not just Drew versus the world, it's you versus the world.
Oh my gosh, dude. First of all, the Drew crew, I'm envious, man. I want to come up with a community name for creating daily community people, but I don't know what that is. So maybe we can brainstorm it.
Creator lights. I don't know.
I know, like the most creative thing I came up with was like creator people. Like, I'm like, that's not going to work. It's pretty rough.
Sounds...
whatever.
Sounds like sandpaper.
Yeah, right? Ooh. It's like, this is terrible. Like, dude, this is what you get when you do a daily show. Your brain melts every day, and you're like, I can't come up with anything new. This is actually really good for me. So dude, let's jump into this, man. You have over 100 podcast episodes, and 100% of those are guests for Drew versus the World?
Yes, 100% of them are guests.
So, man, why did you start an interview show? That's kind of my first question.
So that would go into kind of the genesis of the podcast overall. The reason why I started in Genesis, Drew vs. the World, that's actually, I think that might be a segment I need to create. But yeah,
I think so.
The reason why I came up with the podcast in general is because I always had a connection with people, and out in the bars, out traveling, out just doing some philanthropy work, and also in just the workspaces, I was always able to sit down with anybody, and I say their mother, and just talk to them about anything, because I had a wide range of experiences, and usually the connection with people and what we call small talk, how it becomes a conversation, is through shared experiences. So once down the alley, I was kind of looking at friends that were creatives themselves. Some were rappers, some were music artists, it was like singing, some were graphic designers and videographers and things like that, and some were photographers. And I didn't have that eye, and I didn't have the, you know, the ability to rap or sing. So we sat down, and it was like, man, you could do a podcast because you love talking to people. And I was like, yeah, man, but like, why would anybody want to listen to me just talk for 15 or 20 or 30 minutes? And I was like, you know what? I usually am able to ascertain a lot of information through people by just having general conversations. And what I usually come out of it is learning more about not just them, but learning more about myself. And I kind of attribute a lot of the stuff that I teach, or a lot of stuff that's learned through the reverse of the world, kind of similar to Avatar. I don't know if anybody knows Avatar, The Last Airbender, is that he goes to these different lands, specifically these different tribes, and learns a different element. And through that different element, he becomes the whole empowerment of the avatar. So that's what I think Drewverse the World is about, is about having these guests on and just like the avatar, taking tidbits of their information and apply it to yourself to become a better version of yourselves. So that's the reason why I kind of have an interview-based podcast, because I think I could give more instead of just chatting about what I've learned from somebody, but have that person up center and actually sharing information about their lives.
All right, man, I can get with that. I like that. You know, the one thing that I have always, and I've not been a podcaster who brings on guests. Now, my fishing show, we do, that's where all the content comes from. That's where all the, you know, for us, the benefit really is, like, that's the content. Like, that's the gold, that they're the professionals. We're just the guide, just kind of moving through the trail, if you will. So for you, man, it sounds like that, you know, some of the benefits for you is, like, one, you're personally learning. Two, you're letting, you know, you're giving other people an opportunity to learn from your guests as well. Now, from a podcast growth standpoint, have you seen that to be valuable from that point of, like, your guests really getting behind the episodes and helping promote?
Yeah, it's I find it's exponential growth every time I release an episode, just because of the fact that it's basically a brag sheet for that person. It's like, hey, if I want to, as a, let's say, author, I want to say, hey, read my book. But really, you can say now, hey, I have a podcast out there that really entails not just my life, but the reason behind me actually creating this book, and also what you would get from this book. And I can share this out with the masses. Why not share this with my people? So it's sometimes, as we probably all know, hard for you to get a guest to share the episode. But usually, when it's a good content and they are behind it and you see that they're kind of clicking with the episode, they usually share it. And what I do, and I'll get to those, you know, how the aftermath after I actually have the podcast, after I record the podcast, is I send a bunch of different like clips and social media posts and tags that they can, and little write-ups that they can add to their websites and stuff like that, which helps them get a little bit more into, oh, I don't have to do all this work myself. So now I have these resources, or I call assets, that I can just drag and drop into these, into my kind of, I would say my machine of marketing.
Yeah.
So I call it a marketing tool for them. So it usually helps them a lot.
So it sounds like it helps you in a couple different ways, and especially growth if you provide the right thing. So let's go from the process, man. I would love to hear your process, because my co-host actually manages all of our guest intake. Now, we've done over 100 and something episodes as well, but he's like managing that whole process. I'm not doing any of that. Now I'm creating daily. I'm like, dude, I'm trying to book four, at least, you know, probably three to maybe four guests per week. And it's a little sloppy, and I'm, you know, you're welcome to use my horrible process as a, you know, as a tool to teach. But let's start at the very beginning, man. Like, so you've told us why, you know, where you should, you know, why you should have a guest on, but why, where do you find these people? Do you just find them anywhere? Friends, family, recommendations? Like, where are you trying to find a guest? Cause you're booking a lot. You're booking one a week, right?
Yeah. So I'm not going to hold you. First and foremost, your background looks amazing, and my background looks like I'm in a penitentiary. Dude. I just want to put that out there. I need to learn from that. So if you have a creative daily about that, I need to learn how to light up my background.
I'll tell you real quick how to do it. This is a concrete wall that's gray. Just go get a little floodlight from Amazon, put it in the floor and turn it on, and get another one and put it on a shelf or something and put some crap back there. It's really real. Yeah. And actually, Nee, who I'm sure he'll comment here in a second, hates my backdrop. Actually says it all the time. It's terrible. So anyway, he keeps me humble. So anyway, back to how do you find these guests on your show?
So I honestly use Instagram. That's been my place of choice just to cite there. And the reason why I use Instagram or Facebook and things like that is because when I'm thinking about who I want to have on my episode or who I want as a guest, I need to be generally interested in that person. And usually through Facebook, Instagram, social media, you can kind of see the highlights of people. And then you could dive. You don't know how much research you can do about a person through just going through their social media and Googling them, going through their LinkedIn. And you're like, oh, I know you have three kids. I know all the kids' names. I know how tall they are. I know, you know, you went to Zimbabwe in April 2023 and you had a horrible time. You was in this hotel. Like, there's so much that you can decipher from Instagram. But also, it's a good medium because the DMs, the sliding the DMs, you just don't have to do it when, you know, you're trying to holla. You can do it when you're trying to get a guest too, because you can connect that general connection with a photo. Yeah. So for instance, if you're like, you know, hey, I really like that photo that you have of your kitchen set. And I was thinking about getting a kitchen set, but also while I'm here, you look like an intern. It would be great to have you on podcast. And I call it, I say, brag about the person first, then hit them with the axe about the podcast. So show a sign of general interest. Like, hey, I know that, you know, I really enjoy, you know, your traveling or you're creating daily podcasts. And I really enjoyed what you've been showing on a daily basis. I can't believe you've been doing it.
Wow.
I would love to have you as a guest on the podcast. And boom, you can. That's my general like first DM. And then moving forward, you kind of go into the next steps of like reaching out as well.
Okay. So, you know, I first of all, you said that you can find out all this information. I think it's pretty creepy. My wife and I talk about it all the time where we're like, man, I literally could spend a few hours and learn about someone's whole life. And so I thought you were going a different direction there for a second. I thought you were going to be like, hey, look, man, I know how many kids you have. I know what their room looks like. I know what car you drive. I know where you live. So you better come on my podcast. I thought that was where you're going.
Like your daughter is taken. Good luck.
Yeah. Like I'm going to steal your kid and your wife until you come on my show.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do sometimes, right?
But I love it that you are that intentional about booking guests. And so far I have been as well. You know, luckily I've been in this group of really amazing creators and content creators. So it's not really that difficult for me to reach out and say, hey, Drew, come on the show. Like, you got a lot of value. I know what that is. I've been friends with you and following you for a while. But I love that if it is somebody I want to connect with that might be just a little bit out of reach, that you're saying, hey, go engage with their content, go and comment on stuff, but then shoot them a DM. And, you know, I think that's good. I think that's a great strategy, man, because I can't tell you how many emails I get, and I'm sure you're the same. Oh, hey, my client Larry is a all-star sales guy and wants to be on your podcast. I'm like, that's great, but I don't have a podcast about sales, so I don't. That's why are you emailing me? Stop doing that.
But here's the thing, and you probably learned this through being in sales. You never let a lead go by, right? So
yeah.
What I would do in that situation, even though he's not, you know, quote unquote, Larry is not a good line for my podcast, I would be like, hey, but I do have a podcast friend that I would recommend you to. And then I reach out to that podcast friend and say, hey, Larry is into business, but my podcast is not really into business. Would you like to have my podcast? And then I create that connection. So now when Larry is on that podcast, he's like, oh yeah, Drew is about, let's say a wild topic in podcasting, fishing, right? let's say fishing, and his podcast is about fishing. So now he's going to send his fishing friends to my way.
Yeah,
so that's just sense. Never lose that networking connection. But I've had trillions of, again, DMs, emails, Facebook messages, carrier pigeons, and text messages.
Yeah, man, that's a great strategy too, Drew. I love that, man. Like, don't, because oftentimes I get a little frustrated and might even send a zinger back. Like, dude, like, do a better job. Have a great day. Don't ever reach out again. But they're booking for podcasters, so maybe I should chill out a little bit. I probably missed some opportunities.
I mean, is your hat forward or backwards when you do this? Because forward is evil Billy and backwards is nice Billy. So I just want to make sure.
Yeah, so backwards hat is Billy's having a rough hair day. Or he needs a haircut, or the hairspray's out, or, you know, whatever. Like, I have the world's worst hair. But anyhow, so we can move on a little bit from my hair and talk more about guests. So when you're I'm going to call it prospecting. We'll use some sales terms here. Like, when you're prospecting potential guests, how are you keeping these things organized? You, like, putting potentials in a spreadsheet? Like, how are you keeping up with the guest pitches?
So again, I'm not going to hold you, or I'm not going to fake the funk. I'm not really organized in that strategy, but I'm becoming more organized. So okay. I do have a spreadsheet that has all my guests that I have on and that I plan on having on. I don't update it as much as I should. But what I like to do is have basically three columns at the moment. One column with the guest name, one column with the recording date, and one column with the potential air date. And that allows me to be a little bit more organized for creating the content for the episode, like social media posts and emails, and making sure that the guest has been sent out the email for them to actually be a part of the podcast, and a link to going to the virtual studio that I'm using at the current time. So that's kind of my strategy at the moment, but I am moving to things like Trello. I think was another one. Basically some kind of a Kanban board setup where then I can manage that through a system like maybe Zapier, in conjunction with my Calendly calendar that I use currently for getting my guests to book time on my calendar.
Okay. Yeah, man. I just started doing that with Trello, because I use Trello for like sponsorship outreach and all that kind of stuff. But I'm like, man, I should do this, because there's so many, you know. I was in a room yesterday, in a LinkedIn audio room. A super great guy was on the stage talking. I'm like, oh, he'd be perfect for the podcast. And then I'm over here writing notes. I'm like, well, I'm going to lose that. Why am I doing that? So that's a good tip, man. Like, get a Trello or, you know, spreadsheet or just a Google Doc or whatever. So once you do that, man, what is, so you got that kind of organized. Do you do like a pre-call screening? Like, how are you qualifying? Because maybe you like them on their highlight reel on Instagram or LinkedIn or Facebook. But how do you dig a level deeper? Because I'm not really doing that right now. I'm just like booking people because I know them. I feel like I know them pretty good. But for strangers, I guess, what's your qualification process?
It's funny that you say that, because me and you met at Clubhouse. You don't know me from nobody. So you kind of know my highlight reel as well. But all in all, honestly, I don't have pre-calls. I'm a person of... If you can fill out my Calendly, then I think that you're at least good enough to be on a podcast.
Okay.
So two things. I always ask them to fill out the Calendly, and I'll always ask them to fill out a form. I use Google Forms, and has all the information I need to create show notes, also to create these social media templates and things like that.
Okay.
And if you're good enough to fill out that, I think that you're at least reasonable person to be on a podcast. And I've always said I can talk to a wall. So I don't care if you're, you know, I had a podcast about flat earth. And the gentleman was a flat earther, and ideas were kind of not commonplace in the world.
Yeah.
So instead of me like berating him and being like, you're wrong. From my mind point, is like, hey, how can I understand what he understands and why he understands it? So if you just take a different spin on how you're gathering this information, you'll never have a bad guess. You'll just have bad episodes, if that makes sense.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, I get it. But and that Flat Earth episode, by the way, was great. So people should definitely look that up and check it out. Sure. It was a lot of fun. So you're kind of keeping organized through like Trello or a spreadsheet or whatnot. You're reaching out to people. You're sending them. And this is what I think is confusing, because I have a Calendly as well. I only have a few questions on it. But what is your Calendly? What does that entail? What are you asking of them to fill out and give to you?
So this is why I say that if you're going to, so I have a two-step process. My Calendly is pretty simple, direct, and free. And then I go to Forms, where I then send a Google Form to the guest. Oh, and Google gotcha. Form, since I use a lot of Google products, like Google Drive and all that stuff, it sends, like, for instance, I get their their headshot or something like that in Google Forms, and it says, saves it into a folder where then I could just pull it from my phone into Canva. So my first line of defense is, can you fill out the Calendly? My second line of defense is, can you fill out the form? My third line of defense is, can you show up on time and when I send you the correct link? Because my link doesn't change. It's just you need to be there on time. So that's kind of my process moving forward after that.
Okay, gotcha. Because, yeah, that's where I'm at right now. I'm trying to figure out, like, how do I – if somebody said, because I put stuff out there and say, hey, anybody want to be on the show, blah, blah, blah. And then I get people just, you know, influx of people like, I want to be on the show, I want to be on the show. But then I don't really have like a good application process. And then I send them the Calendly and then they get on my calendar. And now I feel obligated because I'm like, even if I read their stuff and I'm like, yeah, I'm not really that interested. Then, you know, that, I mean, but I guess I should do, I mean, I do a little research before. I just don't invite anyone. I just don't send them out there, but I'm kind of looking for something maybe where the form is first, then I send the Calendly once it's approved. So maybe like an application and then
so you
calendar.
Could do that. You could do what I do in reverse.
Yeah, in reverse. Just be like, yeah,
here's the form, just fill out the form. Okay, now you're in a queue.
Gotcha.
And that person's in a queue and you can review them weekly or every other day or something like that, and just say, okay, I think you're a good fit. Thank you for filling out the form. Boom. Or even when you fill out form in Google Forms, you can have like a little pop-up screen that says, thank you for filling out the form. Please wait for later for future response and calendar invites or whatever. So okay, give them hope at least.
Give them some hope before you crash them down. All right, man. So we kind of talked about tools and software. Now, when it comes to booking guests or looking for guests, are you like putting this on your calendar to batch do this? Or are you just doing it at inspiration? You see something on Instagram, you reach out. Like, how's your outreach process?
It's basically, as like everybody probably just heard, I'm very like all over the place. So it's kind of like,
hey,
that.
That's fair.
It's
though.
When I see somebody who I'm, again, generally interested in, I usually just reach out. But what I try to do is at least once a week, it might be on Monday, it might be on Tuesday, it might be on Friday, whenever, reach out to at least one person that I find interesting.
Okay.
And usually, like for instance, my calendar right now is booked until about, I think, mid-May or beginning of June. So okay. I have a batch of people that I can always, you know, have on the podcast. Plus, I have a batch of friends that I know that if I need to, they could come back on. Or okay. that's another thing I will talk about later of how to interact with your guests after the episodes to maybe having part two, and then you have extra content. And it's a creative way how to reuse an episode and things like that. But that's kind of my process, is like at least once a week, I reach out to at least one person and just say, hey, you know, just put that feeler out there. Hey, I like your content. I like what you've been doing. Would you like to be a guest on a podcast? Another place that's good for that, not just Instagram, is Clubhouse. Now, Clubhouse, I like to just go around to some crazy rooms sometimes, but I like to go around to the rooms and if something hits, like somebody's like conversation hits me, I'm like, hey, you'd be a great on the podcast. Coming up is in a couple of weeks here, I'm going to have somebody on by the name of Esprit on.
She was the face of Clubhouse, right?
Yes. Icon. And she, me and her connected on a different type of imposter syndrome level. Wow. And she was such a great resource for me. So I was like, I have to have you on. And would I have ever known about Esprit if I wasn't at Clubhouse? No. But did I reach out to her? Yes. And she gave me a lot of inspiration. And again, I did the brag. And then I did the, hey, would you like to be on my podcast? She said, I would love to. So just make sure you're consistent. Make sure don't overexert yourself. Don't make it, oh, I need to reach out to 17 people this week. Reach out to one person. Make sure you, unless you're Billy and want to do something daily, but just reach out to one person. You start with one person and then you can move on forward to as many as you would like. Just make sure that you're booked. I would say make sure your calendar is booked up for at least a month to have some padding.
Okay. Now, are you batch recording these as well? Are you trying to record multiple a week or multiple a day?
I have right now about 7 in the queue.
That's good.
So I try to make sure that if I want to take a long break or I want to, you know, just celebrate my birthday for a week or something like that, and I don't want to release the episode, I just hit push publish and all that episode's out.
Yeah, man, that's the way to do it, I think. If you can, you know, like, I mean, obviously creating daily, I can't, but for my fishing show, dude, we got 8 or 10 in the bank, like ready to rock and roll, so we're pretty excited about that. So, man, are you having people, when you're in this booking process and they're doing your Calendly and they're doing your Google form, is there like a release waiver, like a press release waiver or something of that nature? Like, I've never been good at making sure this is a part of the package.
Yeah, me too. And I know I should be, because there's some crazy stuff that's sometimes said. And I'm the type of podcaster, I do not like to take out anything. Either I'm taking out the episode or I'm not taking out anything. And I'm pretty, like, the ums, the ahs you probably heard during this episode happens during the like a Drew vs. the World episode. I've become a lot better with it, but it happens in conversation. But I think that the whole fee waivers and stuff like that, once I become, you know, a big wig like Billy over here, I should definitely implement it.
Well, man,
just in case.
And I don't, you know, the only reason that, now, not on this show, but I was getting ready to start interviewing people on Creating for Money, but then I decided to do Creating Daily, and I probably need to implement this feature. And I think, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but I think One Sheet Pro is working on a guest intake form as well. Yeah, so hopefully that's, if you haven't, go to onesheetpro.com or go to onesheet.pro/Billy, go to Billy Thorpe and then sign up for One Sheet. That way, if you buy it, I get a commission. But anyhow, I think they're going to do something like that that may include like a waiver or something of that nature to say, hey, once you sign up, like, but that's the thing, man. I haven't really had anybody come back to me and say, hey, take down that episode. I don't want that. Have you had anything like that before?
There's been some episodes I want to take down, but there hasn't been anybody who I really would say, oh, they came back and said, oh, I shouldn't have said that or anything like that. I haven't had that conversation. And I think that's important as a interviewer to really, this is not I gotcha moment. Mm-hmm. And if the person has that kind of, like, for instance, I would say my episode with Carol Baskin released recently. I released it to the main feed. I could have asked the question that everybody wanted me to ask, but I'm like, no, we're having a good time. I really want to understand her life. I want to understand her background. And once you establish that as an interviewer, people become a little bit more, have the ability more to tell you more and feel more comfortable about what they're telling you. Because when it comes from the heart, they're just like, hey, listen, it is what it is.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's good, man. That's a good, and maybe speaking of kind of following up and doing another show, maybe you and I could jump on another episode sometime and talk about the interviewing process. Cause once again, that's something I'm trying to get better at. I mean, you would think doing it every day, I would get better way faster, but I still struggle at times. So that's a good point, man. Like, do a good job for other people that you're talking to and kind of treat them as you want to be treated. And then, you know, maybe bigger names will come on and be more vulnerable with you, or not bigger names, but more people, and the people you want will come on and be more vulnerable with you. I think that's a good tip. That's a good takeaway from this episode for sure. So you've talked about, you have some repeat guests on. Now what if an interview just goes south? Like, what do you do with that guest? How do you handle that guest that way?
So I had one episode that went south. Well, two instances. One episode went south is because I had the person on and they were very shut mouth, I like to call it. They didn't want to say anything. They didn't want to talk about anything. I asked them, I was like, do you know you're being recorded? You know you're on a podcast? And they really didn't have any intent on actually having a conversation that day for some reason. They were very gung-ho about being on a podcast, but that day didn't even really know how to have a conversation. So at that time, I just kind of reached out to them. I said, hey, I cannot release this episode because it has no value to anybody that's going to be listening to it. It has no, like, punny points. It has no nothing that you're giving to them. And it's nothing I'm taking away from it. And that's an important thing too. As I said in the beginning, is the listener is taking away from the guest, but I'm also taking away from the guest. And if I can't get no value out what you're saying, I know the listener is not going to get any value out what you're saying. So I kind of just reached out to him, was like, hey, this, I can't release the episode. We can record another episode if you would like, but this is not going out this week. And I've never got a response back from that person, but that is what it is. And then The second one was, the episode had horrible, horrible sound, and I did not want to release this episode. It had a horrible sound, like horrible quality, and I knew I was never going to get this guest again because he gave me a bit of his time, and he's a really famous cook, and he has this whole like media company behind him and everything like that. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to release this episode because that episode had all the nuggets, all the chunks of nuggets, and I was like, it's hard to recreate because he was in a moment where a vulnerability that I don't think he would get to again. So I just released the episode and I said, hey man, the episode is going to have horrible audio, but every point that you had sounds great. I leveled it, made sure that at least the points that you had there came out and was the most important part of our conversation.
So man, sometimes you gotta just do that. I've been there before too, where I'm like, man, this audio isn't great, but dude, the content was so fire. Like, I'm just gonna release it. If people complain, like maybe they'll see through it because it was so good. Man, so you've mentioned Carol Baskin, you've mentioned this famous chef, and I know people always ask this question when I'm in, you know, clubhouse rooms about booking guests. How do you go about getting bigger name people on your show?
This is going to sound very brazen and very like you lying, but I don't think I try to keep everybody at the same level. And that's what I think helps. Mm-hmm. Because when I DM somebody, I'm like, yeah, you're going to reach out, or you're going to say no, or you're going to say yes.
Yeah.
So I don't care who you are. Maybe I have to go through different channels to actually get you on or potentially get you on. But what I'm going to do is have the same respect for you as I would have somebody who works down the street at a pizza shop. Because then when you level set that and have a good baseline, at the end of the day, it doesn't care. I don't care if you're making $100 million or $750 at the McDonald's, you're going to get some value from that person.
Yeah.
So I think a good way to have that, a different type of mindset when you're reaching out to these quote unquote bigger people is to just have the mindset that there's somebody who literally was born the same way you was born. They might have different circumstances, but they came out as something.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not going to say,
I like it.
And then when you have that type of level, again, I reach out to DMs, but most importantly, a lot of people that have the, you know, higher counts of followers, usually DMs are flooded, so you might not get heard. So I would either A, reach out, try to look up their publicist, or B, they usually might have a contact on their email. So, I mean, on their Instagram, you click that contact and send that information to that contact. Or you can just legitimately go on Facebook, find their email. You can literally Google their email and just follow it like that. Or do the good old try, their first name dot their last name at gmail.com.
That's a good one. So reaching out to bigger name guests is similar to reaching out to sponsors. It's a very, very similar game. Like you're trying to get somebody to, you're trying to quote unquote sell someone something, like on the idea of being on your show or whatnot. So yeah, man, that's good. I like that approach of, and like you said, man, treat people like people. Like I treat big brands. Yeah, sure. They're big brands, but they got people just like me working there and making decisions. And so the more human I treat them, the more human they'll be and be on the show or, you know, do a deal with me or whatever. So I love that, man. So let's talk about your follow-up approach. So you got the guests on, you've told us how to do that. You've done the interview, you've published it. You told us in the beginning, you gave them some creative assets to help market the show. Now that all the dust is settled, what are you doing to continue those relationships so you can have them back on later or do another project with them?
So what I like to do definitely now is reach out to them during the episode or maybe after episode has dropped and just ask them if they want to do an IG live. So I've been doing that for a while. Mm-hmm. And what that's been helping with is usually when you go live, it pops up to your audience. But doing IG live with somebody else with that person, it pops up to their audience. So now they get to know who you are. They get to understand, oh, she or he was on an episode of Drew vs. World. Maybe I should go and look at that. So that's a mechanism that that's kind of like the recap episodes. Okay. So you can do it on feed. You can do it on Facebook Live. You can do it on here. You can do it on anywhere you want. Just a recap to engage their audience with your audience. But IG is how I do it. Secondly, reaching out is another thing that people kind of take for granted. Just the fact of just like saying, hey, how are you doing? Is everything all right? The one thing I like to say is, hey, I hope you're doing well. How can I help you?
Okay.
And a lot of people, they're probably saying nothing. I'm doing fine. And no, I don't really need no help or anything at that time. But some people be like, oh man, you know, I have this new project that I'm going out. Would love to, you know, work with you on actually being on the podcast, or would you like to market this for me or help me out with stuff like that? And that gives you an interaction with somebody that you had on a podcast now from a creative standpoint as well. So reaching out, I usually try to do it from a month. So it's month, 5 month, and year, and then yearly reach out. Just kind of like yearly, just be like, hey, hope was well, how's the kids? And I'll just tell you a quick story about how that was super helpful. I had a young lady on the podcast, and she was a cancer survivor, and she talked about her experience of cancer and surviving, and also with her family and creating different festivals, music festivals in our hometown of Ireland. And I was like, hey, you want to do a recap episode on Instagram? And she's like, yeah, you know, right now I'm in Mexico. And I'm like, okay, yeah, we could do it whenever you want. So we figured that out, figured a time out. And she got on the recap, and she was like, hey, Drew, it's been a long time. Yeah, I've had COVID and cancer in the same week since the last. Yeah, that's the same thing I said. Wow. Same eye movement. I said, I had COVID and cancer the last week of December. And she talked about her experiences in that. She talked about how she, you know, how she was listening to the episode, and she was really like intrigued about how she was back then, before she actually had those diagnoses. Wow. And she talked about how she was getting help, how she went to Dubai for a little bit, then she went to Mexico. So those recap episodes also allow you to generally connect back with a person, not just a guest, with a person. And that was, I would say, the best experience I had with one of those recaps, because I'm like, wow, you're overcoming so much that you've already overcome. Wow. And it just allowed my guests to explain themselves and allowed my listeners to interact with that story as well.
Wow, man. That's powerful, man. And I think that's the power of podcasting, the power of, you know, bringing on guests. And that was, you know, like one, I had this fishing show, and yeah, the guest is bringing the values, bringing the content, but it's this networking tool as well. It's like, I've met so many awesome people through that show. And then I've met so many awesome people through like social audio and Clubhouse, and then Creating Daily. It was like, man, I want to bring people on, have these one-on-one conversations, because sometimes Clubhouse can be a crowd, and you're like trying to, you know, do like crowd control, you know, while you're trying to have these meaningful conversations. And so I love that point of like, you know, you can bring people on, people you want to network with, people you want to get to know, and really use it as that introductory, man. So that's pretty killer. So Drew, is there anything, I just looked at the time. I'm like, holy smokes, man, we are just having a good time. And this is what you get when you get two podcasters together. We can just talk all day about this stuff. But is there any other like strategies or tips or anything that I didn't really set you up to say that you'd like to share?
I think I've touched on a little bit. But persistence is key. And again, Billy, you're from a sales background, so you know that every no just leads you to one yes. And I think you said that in a clubhouse room about brand deals and sponsorships, but that's also in line with getting guests as well.
Yeah.
So don't put your head down when somebody says, no, I can't do that. Or no, you can't, I can't do that this time. Just keep follow up. So after that first no, follow up in a month, and then follow up in 2 months, follow up in 3 months, until that person is basically annoyed of you. And it's like, it also gives a little, you know, a little pat on their back, like, oh, this person really wants me on their podcast, or really wants me as a guest. And then you never know. They're like, you know what? It's kind of like Steve Urkel when he was going after Laura. He's like, I'm wearing you down, girl. I'm wearing you down. And you kind of have to wear them down sometimes to have them on the podcast. But I would say keep on pursuing that person that you really want, if you have a genuine love for that person, and really don't look at the numbers of people. So Instagram is a game of numbers. So you might see somebody with 2 million followers and you'd be like, oh, I have no podcast. You're like, oh, that person's garbage. That person's already sold to like a Pepsi or a Coca-Cola, and they can't see but so many things. But if you get that person, for example, the person I talked to that is a cancer survivor and lives in Scotland, doesn't have that many followers at all. She had one of the most compelling stories I've ever heard in my life of fighting through. So those are two tips. I say don't look at the numbers and be persistent if you really genuinely want somebody as a guest.
Yeah, man. I love it, dude. And I think, I think another really cool thing about podcasting is, and I kind of realized this as I had a podcast studio, and there was a guy in there, and still a friend. I still, host his podcast, but he had a surfing podcast, and he was calling up this old friend that he hadn't talked to in like years to talk about surfing. And I'm just producing. I'm not on the show. I'm not having the conversation. I'm just listening and watching and pushing buttons. And all of a sudden, man, it like clicked in that moment. I'm like, dude, I'm creating a time capsule. Like, these guys are catching up after 10 years. They're talking about their childhood. They're talking about all this stuff. And I'm like, I'm not just creating content. I'm not just trying to, make a buck, but I'm over here creating little time capsules that are going to live on forever and ever. And people can, put these files on hard drives, and our kids and children's children can go back and watch the stuff that we created, and, learn from it, grow from it, or just be like, oh, look, old Pops. He's just a big knucklehead, or whatever. Like, so yeah, man, I think it's really cool, what you're doing, Drew, and having people on your show and creating those moments and those memories, not only for yourself and your family, but for other people in their family. So I think that's pretty dope. And, yeah, man, I really appreciate you coming on the show, and I'm going to let you promote some stuff and tell people where they can find you. But while I'm doing that, if anybody has any questions, feel free to drop it in the chat for Drew, and we'll do like a little brief Q&A session here. And if you're on Bullhorn, I got this little fancy Bullhorn scene I think will work. Oh yeah, so there you go. So Chris Vaglio is in the chat there, but there's little questions in chat section. So feel free to do that. But Drew, where can people connect with you? I know you're a man of many talents and hyphens, and you're doing a lot of cool stuff and different co-hosting on different podcasts and all kinds of stuff that we haven't even talked about. But please share what you want with how people can connect with you.
Anywhere you want to connect with me would be on DrewVersusTheWorld .com. Also Instagram, DrewVersusTheWorld Podcast. I'm also a guest host on the Back of the Cereal Box podcast every second Saturday of the month. And we talk about childhood dreams and childhood shows and comic books and all that good stuff. And again, if you listen to this podcast, you can find me there. Awesome. Just type in DrewVersusTheWorld.com every Monday.
Awesome, man. Love it. Yeah, the Back of the Cereal Box is super amounts of fun. I'm going to jump over here real quick to the Bullhorn chat, because we got Chris saying this was an amazing interview. Thank you, Chris. I agree, man. It's a lot of fun, which Drew, obviously stated that he can talk to a wall, so did a pretty good job talking to this wall today, so appreciate that. And then he says, Drew's the man, love the podcast, Drew. So
Thank you.
Yeah, man, you've got a phenomenal fan base out there of people who love you. And dude, I got a question for you on the event side of stuff. Are you doing another podcast event there in the Charlotte area?
It's great that you said that, because I am on, and I just got an email about it a couple of minutes ago. The last Thursday of this month, which would be the 28th.
Oh, man.
28th.
Are you doing them once a month?
Doing once a month.
Okay, dude. I probably won't make it next month, but I'm moving next month. So maybe June, if you do one in June.
Okay. Well, I will make sure to have one in June just for you.
Yeah, I'll see. I think we're going to have like one car when we get back. I don't know if we'll have two by then, but if not, I'm sure
I'll pick you up. It's fine.
Dude, I think I'm like 3 hours from you, but I want to come up and check it out, man. I think it'd be super fun.
It's fine.
Or we meet in the middle and go to Mr. Beast's place and then head to it. I think he's in somewhere between the two of us.
Ooh, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah,
actually,
man.
We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about it. Cool.
Podcast meetup on April 28th. It's where you can learn a little bit more podcast. And it's funny because the special topic of this podcast meetup is going to be videography. So we can talk about anything about video and how to add video to your podcast and how to, you know, use short clips and how to upload it to YouTube, all that good stuff as well. I'm also going to be doing a live podcast from Charlotte Cigar Week. In 2 weeks, starting on the 21st, I will be at the VIP events interviewing people that have made cigars, that are enthusiasts and aficionados. And again, learning a little bit more about myself, as well as allow my guests to learn a little bit more from the guests. I mean, allow my audience to learn a little bit more about the guests as well.
Oh, man. I think, you know, first of all, Drew, I love that you're doing the podcast meetup. Obviously, I think that's super dope. And then the going live from the cigar place and doing that, I think that is another amazing potential stream of revenue for creators. It's like, that's our talent, man. That's what we do. We show up and we have conversations and we create spaces for people. And so hopefully somebody listening to this will be inspired by that to say, how can I go to a local event or maybe even travel to an event and get compensated to sit down and you know, talk to people and really promote the event through a live stream. I think that's a really innovative thing that you're doing. So I really appreciate you sharing that as well. So awesome, Drew. Well, man, I appreciate you, bro. High five from a really long distance right now. We'll be closer sooner and be able to maybe connect and hang out and do all those fun things. So I really appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Billy, thank you so much for having me on. Your show is amazing. I can't believe you're doing a daily show. You're extremely great and generous with your time. And thanks for everybody who's listening and can hear the sound of my voice. And as always, love, peace, chicken, grease.
I love it, man. All right, there you go. That was my friend Drew Milden. Please go follow him, Drew versus the World, everywhere that Drew versus the World that you can find it. He'll be there, so go check him out. And then tomorrow, I'm going to be back here at 2 p.m. Eastern time with my friend, my co-host. I have a guest co-host on Fridays. His name is Sid Meadows, and we're going to dive into his world of digital sales and what that looks like to grow your business, how to use all this stuff that we're using, podcasting, live streaming, and whatever else that he does. Like, he's into a bunch of media stuff and content creation, but how can it drive business and grow your business? So if you're a business owner or you know a business owner, please share the link pretty close to you wherever you're watching at. It's there. It's on Creating Daily somewhere. Grab that link and share it out and join us tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun as we celebrate Friday. It's Friday. It's Good Friday. And we're going to be talking about digital sales. So a lot of stuff to celebrate there. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks so much.